Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August the 13th, 2023. And I've got a doozy and a wonderful question. And I hope that you're mature enough to be able to hear it. If you're kind of an emotional person, you may not want to listen to this one. But if you can listen to it in the spirit of which it is given, I think you will maybe benefit from it. The question comes from Samuel, who has been listening to these podcasts for about a year and a half, according to him, and I'm grateful that he does. And he asks the question, after hearing you, do you have any real students? I can't imagine, he said, you would. Samuel, and he lives in San Francisco. Samuel, you are right. I don't have any real students. I don't know who would. Did Jesus have any real disciples? I mean, real ones. They all abandoned him at the end, and I don't think that Buddha had any better. I don't think any spiritual teacher has any real student. Depends on what you call real. You know, what is a real student to you? I don't know. I don't know what you would think that would be. But it to me would be defined this way. Someone who puts the practice above and before human impulse. That's the way I would look at it. But do I have that? No. It is a very hard thing to enter into an authentic spiritual practice. You have to have an immense sense of the hunger and thirst, as Jesus put it in the Beatitudes. This element of the push to go beyond the premonitions, assumptions, conclusions of the human ego. And it is difficult. It is. Because the body has been allowed to do whatever it wants and to purport the elements of our lifetime. Every element of your life, every point of your existence here on this earth is based in the human. And people look at it and think this is the natural state and this is the way it should be. And that is purported in us through the ego and the emperor of all malice. So, there is so many things that go against the grain of spiritual awakening. We are not interested in it. We are interested in wealth, power, gratification, adoration. Those are the things we want. And in those things that we want, we misinterpret our body, our existence in the body, and what our body really is there for, and why we have a lifetime in a body and in a mind that has nothing to do with inner awakening. We just don't get it. And we think of it as a diversion to getting what it is that we want, which is wealth and power and adoration and gratification. So when you start teaching against the grain, as I do, Samuel, you find that people are resistant towards it. They're looking for an end. And here's something you must understand that I have had to grasp. It's not easy to accept, but it is true. People are only looking for that which they think will get them what they want. They live for what they want. They don't live for the sake of life itself as love. Not at all. They don't live for the sake of the awakening within oneself. No, not at all. They're not interested in that at all. They're interested in what makes their life easier, better, and more gratifying. Most people, even if they're in a formal religion, are in a religion of nihilism. Because nihilistic beliefs that you only live once and you get rewarded or punished for the way things go, and by the way, nothing really matters, so do what you want to do, there is no God, there's nothing to answer to, that kind of thing. Even in religion, people I have talked to privately in session work, you know, they know, oh, well, I should believe this and I should think that and I shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do that, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's what I call the Tweety Bird mentality. If I do it, I get a whipping. And basically, they do it. And that's the way they live their life. And I understand that. So when you talk about a life of discipline, a life devoted to something more than the ease, the comfort that we would like to believe wealth would bring us, beyond politics, beyond religion, beyond philosophy, that isn't going to fly in this world. And it's getting worse and worse because we're incarnating people from the dark ages, and that's why we see life the way it is. I don't teach a religion. I don't teach what you religiously should believe. I like what Suzuki said. Zen is not a religion. It merely points. Points the way. Points to the way. And that's it. And then you have to decide whether or not you want to go into the way, into love, into the depth of yourself, the depth of your authentic self, and not just the human heart. Now, I am not here to talk you into that or to talk you out of it. In some ways, I do try to talk people out of it. A lot of my students, quote unquote, are way above their pay grade by being with me. They don't have the basic intelligence to really understand how to look at their life and what it means to look at their life. They just don't have it. They don't even know what their life is. They think their life is a series of events and circumstances that quantitate the idea of a lifetime. But it's not that at all. Not at all. A person's life, it's a quality they choose, either that of the mind and the body or that of something beyond the mind and body, that of love, that of consciousness. But how do you describe that to a person? You can't. It is only through a great deal of futility, a great deal of no longer appeasing the human mind with its glorified idea of right and wrong, good and bad, its assumption on that life is a matter of philosophy and that we get rewarded for being a good person and get punished for being a bad person. It doesn't work like that. Not at all. So with all that being said, no, I don't, Samuel. I don't have any students. What I am as a teacher, as I have told them, and they'd laugh if they heard you listen to this little podcast. I'm like Johnny Appleseed. I plant seeds in people of trees I will never sit under. I plant little seeds that will germinate here and there in some lifetime or another. And that, for me, I have come to understand is enough. That's my place in my world, in my life. And I've learned to accept my place, not with disgrace, but with kindness and gratitude. I don't expect them to get it. I don't expect you to get this podcast. I really don't. I'm sure you're rolling your eyes going, I still don't get it. But this is my answer. And hopefully, in some way or another, you will start to see exactly what I learned, which is that all of this is a matter of love and how interested you are in love, in the state of love. And if you are, I think you will find that eventually you too will maybe come to a teacher such as myself and allow them to plant little seeds in you that will germinate somewhere in your many lifetimes into the goodness of your heart and allow you to breathe in that goodness. I hope this helps you. I do. And thank you for your beautiful question and your kind comments at the end. I was deeply touched. Thank you. And thank you all for listening. And all of you, including Samuel, please forgive me. Namaste.